1963, which was basically the height of the Cold War. And his speech is basically a response to the Berlin Wall being made, because the US, they didn't do anything physical to stop the wall. They let it stay there. They didn't try and tear it down. So his speech is basically a response trying to say that we're not backing down from this threat and we're making a point here. So his speech had three main purposes. One, it was meant to boost the morale of the West Berlin citizens because, of course, they've been in prison, so he needed to motivate them. Two, he needed to challenge the Soviet Union because although this speech was given to the citizens of West Berlin, it was also aimed for the Soviet Union to hear, so he was challenging them in the speech. And finally, it was meant to reaffirm US foreign policy in Europe. It was meant to say that we are committed to fighting for democracy and opposing communism in Europe. So first, we can look at how he boosts the morale of German citizens. And he does that straight away by starting with the line, "I am proud," and then repeating it again, "and I am proud." The use of anaphora here, right away, he puts Germany in a position, he puts West Berlin in a position of importance. He flatters them by saying that I am proud to be here. And this idea is emphasized by the fact that he repeats the word distinguished twice to describe the mayor and the chancellor. So he's, at the start, he's just sort of praising them with compliments and flattering them. And then moving on, he uses polysyndeton when he says that Germany has been committed to democracy and freedom and progress. And the repeating the conjunction "and," it basically highlights every single word: democracy, freedom, progress. And he's commending Germany and West Berlin on its ability to maintain and persevere for freedom in these tough times, being surrounded by so much communism. And then another like brilliant piece of rhetoric which he uses here is that 2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was, "I'm a Roman." But today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, "I'm a Berliner, ich bin ein Berliner." And I'll get into the importance of that slogan later on. But what he's doing here is really good, because he's alluding to the strength and the military power of the Roman civilization of old. And he's, like, by combining these two slogans, he's attributing that power and strength with the current city of West Berlin. And like his parallel structure here, proudest boast was, proudest boast is, just emphasizes his point and makes it extremely memorable. And all in all, the fact alone that he's speaking in German to these citizens, he's saying "I" and repeating the word "you," the pronouns and synthetic personalization, it all connects him intimately with these German citizens. It makes him more relatable, it makes them like him, and it makes him much more personable. And finally, when he says "the world of freedom," this is a subtle jab to the Soviet Union, because he's saying, "Our city is free, you are not." And then this leads me into my next point of how, in this speech, he challenges the USSR. And he does that mainly in this next paragraph here. And this paragraph is really good, because this paragraph starting from "there are many people." And what he does here is he speaks directly to the Soviet Union and those who support communism. And what he does is he systematically addresses every argument for communism and refutes it with this one point: "Let them come to Berlin." And when he's saying "them," he's speaking directly to the Soviet Union and those who support communism. He's saying, if you think, you know, communism and democracy can work together, if you think communism is the wave of the future, come to Berlin and see our city, West Berlin, the rich and prosperous city, next to your East Berlin, struggling economically and failing. And he repeats this line 5 times, which just makes it memorable. It strengthens his bond with the audience. "Let them come to us and see how we are strong and your city is failing." And he particularly jabs at the USSR when he says, "There are even a few who say that the communist is an evil system." So he's saying that even there are some supporters of communism who agree that it is inherently wrong, but it permits us to make economic progress. And this was a really stinging jab, because at the time, East Berlin was failing economically. Everybody was moving from East Berlin to West Berlin to get better jobs and to move to a wealthier city. So the fact that he's saying to make economic progress just hurts the Soviet Union directly, because they know that they're failing economically compared to the US. And once again, he's saying, "Lasst sich nach Berlin kommen," once again speaking in German, to it to the audience. That means let them come to Berlin. Moving on, he says that democracy is not perfect. And this is a good line, because by acknowledging that there are some shortcomings of democracy as well, he's making freedom and democracy in a way more difficult to attack. But then he contrasts this line really well by saying, we have never had to put up a wall to keep our people in. And this is mocking the Soviet Union, because they put the wall around West Berlin to stop people from East Berlin leaving to West Berlin. So he's saying, you guys are controlling your citizens, you're chaining your citizens down. Our people are actually happy to be here. He moves on to more blatantly criticizing the USSR at this point by saying, this wall is the most obvious and vivid demonstration of the failures of the communist system for all the world to see. So he's highlighting the phrase all the world. He's highlighting how the USSR is being humiliated on a global scale, basically, at this point. And this idea of the global scale of the USSR's crime is emphasized when he says it's an offense against humanity. At this point, he's taking it further than just Berlin and Germany. He's moving on to the whole world. And he's saying how the USSR separates families, divides husbands and wives and brothers and sisters. So once again, the polysyndeton, repeating the conjunction and to highlight each point, to create an emotional appeal in the way of how the USSR is only, by creating this wall, they're destroying families, they're committing inhumane crimes. And finally, in this speech, what he does is he reaffirms US foreign policy in Berlin by basically stating that the US will continue to support Germany throughout the Cold War. And one way he does is when he says, my fellow American, General Clay, who has been in the city during its great moments of crisis and will come again if ever needed. So he's basically contrasting past and present here by showing that the US, they were there when Berlin needed them in the past. He's building his credibility. And he's also referring to the future when saying, we will come again if ever needed. Highlighting that the US is committed to protecting democracy in Germany. And finally, at the end of the speech, what he does here is that he basically, John F. Kennedy, he sets a vision for the future. He says, when all are free, we can look forward to the day when the city will be joined as one. So he's basically saying that in the future, the USA will triumph, freedom will triumph over communism. And one phrase I use as really well is, when this day finally comes, as it will. And the as it will phrase, basically, it's very optimistic, it's very confident. He's saying with certainty that yes, we will achieve this day, it will come, and freedom will come. And his whole allusion to slavery as well just places them in a position of importance, because the US has dealt with slavery in the past, and it places them in a position of knowledge, because he knows what they're dealing with, and he knows how to overcome it. And finally, he says, all free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner. So one, primarily, he's associating the idea of freedom with living in Berlin. Again, juxtaposing that with communist power in East Berlin. And the phrase alone, Ich bin ein Berliner, I am a Berliner, is very powerful because of basically the personal pronoun I. He's not saying all Americans are Berliners. He's saying I am a Berliner. So he's making a personal pledge, basically a promise and a responsibility that he will take personal responsibility for maintaining freedom in West Berlin. And by doing this, he's making it basically possible for him to back down in the future to any threats that will face West Berlin. So to conclude, this is a great speech by JFK in which he directly insults the Soviet Union, because he knows very well that the USSR will be listening to this. He greatly boosts the morale of West Berlin, the citizens of West Berlin, because this speech was received very well over there. And he basically states to the world that the US will not back down from the threat of communism, that they are committed to protecting and fighting for democracy all over Europe and the world.